I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Did not do it like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. KC Johnson is the basketball man for the Chicago Tribune. Hey, KC, how are you?
Morning, KC.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Well, we're kind of interested. The Bulls grabbed everyone's attention. They made a big move yesterday, and we've been debating it all morning. Is this a good move, KC? Is this a strange move? Do we understand exactly what we're looking at here?
I don't think it's a strange move at all. I mean, it fills a position of need. It is their free agency acquisition of this summer at the trade deadline. It is a pickup of a good player. Is it a good trade? I mean, I always think, obviously, you know, instant reactions are kind of, you got to take them with a grain of salt. Right. Look at the Jimmy Butler trade would be exhibit A for that. That was widely ridiculed and then obviously played out. I'll say my overall reaction is kind of meh. It's like for every positive that there is, and there are a lot of positives, mm-hmm. I can come up with a negative. And I understand why they did it, but I personally was very surprised. You know, he does have an injury history. He's got 2 years obviously left at a big number. Parker's number was coming off your books in a couple months here. Portis, no matter what he would have gotten in restricted free agency, would have been signed for a smaller number than Porter, obviously a different position. And I just thought they would ride this out, re-sign Porter, get a high draft pick, and add a couple, you know, nice veterans in free agency. So I personally was surprised by it. But let's see how he plays. I mean, he's definitely automatically the best two-way player of the Bulls as of, like, right now. So that's a good thing.
KC, I looked at this as an acknowledgement by the Bulls of what they can't get this summer in free agency and maybe what they are settling for, if you want to look at it that way. Otto Porter Jr. represents the guy that contract slot. They're not going to be able to chase two free agents now because of their cap space. And do you agree with that assessment? And also, how much is that related to maybe Tobias Harris looking like he won't be on the market after the trade to Philadelphia on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a question we're going to ask management here today if we get them, because that was one of the first things that popped into my head was, you know, they won't acknowledge Tobias Harris by name, but just overall their free agency philosophy. Yeah, that's what I said. It was free agency acquisition of 2019 at the 2019 trade deadline, so it's absolutely acknowledgement of that. My reaction, though, is and look, they weren't going to get an elite free agent, so that's fine. That they basically said this is going to be the best player we could get this summer, so let's get him now. I just kind of feel like, and I could be wrong. This is why you got to let these things play out. But I feel like he's a complimentary player at a centerpiece price, and you do have to get past the contract because it's only 2 years. You also have to wait to see if they make other moves. You don't know what else they're going to do today. You don't know what they have planned for this summer. Because he is a good player. I don't want to like criticize him as a player. Right. He fills a position of need. He's the best two way player on the roster, and he's your starting three. Boom. It does shift the position of need. You know, now you're a little bit deeper at wing, and now you only have a big man rotation of Markkanen and Carter and Felicio next year. So now you got to get another big because Portis won't be on the team. And you absolutely need to upgrade point guard because, as I mentioned, he's a complimentary player. He needs to play with an elite passer. He's not a shot creator. He's an excellent three-point shooter. He's a very good defender. he does have injury history. I mean, you can't overlook that either. So it's going to be really intriguing to see how it plays out.
Yeah, and KC, I think that, you know, we've had some calls already this morning of people saying that, as David said, they've taken themselves out of the hunt for some of these free agents. I got to be honest with you. As you go through the list of players, who's coming here, right? I mean, is KD denying that he's coming to Chicago when he's cussing out the media? I mean, who is coming here? Kyrie always dreamed of playing in Chicago. I just don't think it's – I think they're being realistic in a way, and they get a legitimate NBA player.
100%, yep.
And I don't know that – I don't know – again, I'm probably being far too optimistic, but I just think that they are being up. They're being realistic, and I don't blame them for that. At least I know now that I'm not going to spend the summer daydreaming about who might come here and find out that no one wants to come here.
And they certainly have the money still. I mean, I agree with all that 100%. They certainly have the money still to still work the edges of free agency. There's going to be some value guys that they can sign, maybe to address these positions of need if they don't do it in the draft. You know, there'll be some veteran point guards out there, Rubio, Rose, Darren Collison, you know, guys like that that can help a team. I'm going to throw out a fun name for you. So yesterday, we're talking to Nico in the morning about, he's an unrestricted free agent. We were talking, you know, could you ever see a way to come back to Chicago? He's like, well, that position is not a position of need because they got, you know, Markkanen and Portis. Well, now they don't have Portis.
Well, they got rid of Bobby. Another guy. They can bring in Nico now. They can bring him back.
I'm just saying there's another name. So they can certainly still work the edges of free agency to add another player. My thing just is that it just shifts the position of need. Now you don't need the three, which, you know, you can make the case is the more important position. Another small thing, and I know I'm all over the place here just because it's kind of it's a weird trade, is I don't love what this does, and I guess you got to get past this, but I don't love what this does to Chandler Hutchinson's confidence, because he was starting to come on before the toe injury. He's not he's not a starting small forward on a championship team, so you do have to get past that. But, you know, he's a backup for sure. So there's a lot to parse through with this trade. I do want to see how Porter plays away from Wall, and I do want to see how Porter plays as kind of more of a, you know, centerpiece player. I mean, he's been a complimentary player in Washington for the majority of his career.
Here's another thing to parse through, Casey. So Bobby Portis, he's a guy they were unable to lock up long-term at the October deadline. So essentially, this is an improving player who has begun to develop at a point where, I mean, I don't want to overstate his value. I think sometimes we're guilty of that in this market. But I also believe that he still could be a pretty good player. He can do a lot of good things. Why did they give up on him? And how surprised were you that they did?
Yeah, that's actually the thing I kept coming back to last night when I was writing, is how we all know how crazy sports can be. I mean, if Bobby says yes last fall, this trade isn't happening. I mean, because he would be on a long-term deal right now. He'd still be at that low number for this season, but I would be surprised if the Wizards would take on long-term money. So that's what I kept coming back to, because Bobby was, by all accounts, pretty distraught about over this trade. And he clearly wanted to be here long-term. He loved being in Chicago. He loved playing for the Bulls. And if he says yes last fall, he's still here. So I was surprised. I'm personally a big Bobby Portis fan. I know you say you got to guard against overvaluing him. I'm not saying he's a perfect player. He's not a plus defender. But what I like so much about him are two things: his ability to accept whatever role you give him and still produce. He's very Taj Gibson-like in that regard. And this is maybe people think this is a sappy, intangible thing. He is very important for this franchise in terms of his enthusiasm, his passion, his intensity, his accepting of coaching, he just goes with the flow, and he's a really positive energy guy. And I know the Bulls value that, and that was the price they had to pay to get Porter, because, you know, they weren't going to do Porter just for the salary dump of Parker. So surprising and difficult for Bobby, and I think the Bulls personally are going to miss what Bobby brings.
You know, KC, I think one of the other elements of this that that people have talked about and that I agree with is, you know, I actually hadn't even thought about the contract that they gave Felicio until you mentioned his name. And I just thought, oh, well, you know what? There's another bad deal. Like, now they've got overpaid players at a lot of different positions. Like, Otto Porter is overpaid, no question about it.
Yeah.
You know, Zach LaVine's overpaid. I'm sorry. You know, you're paying guys like they're superstar players, and they're not. So that becomes something to look at when you start talking about how you win in the future and all the rest of it. It's so much of it's going to come down to this draft pick. Does this help you win? I mean, could they have the unintended consequence of winning?
Well, that's why I said I personally was surprised. I thought they were just going to play this out, let them keep losing, maximize their draft lottery position, and address the position of need. You know, again, you just shifted the position of need. So, the LaVine thing, I would argue with you that he's overpaid, just in the sense that the cap is rising, and $19 million in a rising cap isn't awful. But what I will agree with you on, Mike, is that you have $45, $46 million tied up in two starting wings that are they championship contending players? Are they starters on championship contending teams? I don't know the answer to that. My instinct tells me no. And that's going to be something you're going to have to figure out. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Porter is got a little bit of a passive personality, I'm told, as well. Not in a bad way. He's a very team-centric guy, but he was sometimes ridiculed in Washington for not shooting enough or not being aggressive enough. So that'll be something interesting to see how that plays out on such a young team that's losing a lot. He's going to be thrust into a pretty prominent role, and he has been a complimentary player most of his career. So,
Casey, before
we'll
let you go, 2 p.m. is the deadline today. Who's going to wake up Robin Lopez on the team flight to tell him he's traded? What do you expect to happen the rest of today?
I didn't expect this to happen, so I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. But, they've been trying to trade Lopez for a while. I personally would be surprised if it happens. That is the one thing they've been trying to get done. But, you know, I thought their strikeout on Jabari, and they were able to find a partner there, albeit by taking out a lot of money. So they're not going to add more long-term money on top of Porter. So you're going to have to find a one-for-one or expiring for Robin, and I just don't see that happen.
So what do they do? Do they let him go?
What's that? That's going to be really interesting because we all know the Bulls historically have frowned upon buyouts. I personally think they need to do that, but you also need bodies. But here's why you need to do that, in my opinion. If he wants it, I mean, Robin's a quirky guy, so there's no guarantee he wants it. But here's why you need to do that. You sat him down last season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You iced him, and he didn't say boo. And he's done everything this organization has asked. It's time. That kind of stuff, we all know, that kind of stuff is noticed around the league. So if you don't buy him out, and look, the Bulls are under no obligation to do so, and they don't like to do it. I think in this instance, they need to do it.
They did it for D. Wade.
Well, yeah.
I just wanted to say something nasty. I apologize.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Casey. Good work on this.
Thanks, pal.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
That's our guy, Casey Johnson.
My name is Three, not Dwayne.
I'll never forget that.
You never will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.